Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. 1 John 4:1. Who are you listening to? What preachers and speakers do you regularly follow? Do you take what they tell you as gospel truth, or do you regardless test what they are teaching against the Word of God? John wrote to the early church warning them about false teachers, and he wasn't the only person to warn the church. Paul, in his farewell address to the Ephesian church as well, mentions, when writing to Timothy, also warned against those that would come in teaching what people want to hear rather than teaching the truth. Today, in the world of televangelists and megachurches, we often find ourselves in a similar situation. Crowds will gather more to where they are being told what they want to hear rather than what they need to hear. They want basically what amounts to being spiritual sweets while neglecting the spiritual nutritional substances. The problem is, much like with our own diet, we cannot live on only things such as cakes and pies, ice cream, candy bars as our main source of nutrition. A spiritual diet of nothing but spiritual fluff is also unhealthy. That is why we need to, as John mentioned, test the spirits. We need to be sure that our spiritual diet is healthy. We do this by making sure that the teaching we listen to is firmly grounded in the Bible and not taken out of context. We need to remember that just because it sounds good doesn't make it true. So let me leave you with this. What does your spiritual diet look like? Do you test the spirits to make sure what you're taking in is healthy, or do you just settle for spiritual junk food?